Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Welcome back, BizStone. Now can you help fix Twitter? Hashtag cool thanks, bye.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos, with a look into Biz Stone's return to Twitter. He was the co-founder and is rejoining the micro-messaging company to focus on its culture. This will also be an attempt to revive slumping growth and shaky management. Joining us now to talk about his new role and what it could mean for Twitter is the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. Hey, Georgia. Welcome back.
Hey.
So let's set the scene and talk about the climate that Biz Stone would be returning to. Twitter's been having a tough time, but most recently, on top of slumping growth, there's been some managerial change-ups and departures. How has morale been at Twitter?
Morale is kind of down at Twitter, particularly because a number of high-profile executives have left in the past year and a half. And so Twitter not only needs to fill those critical roles, but also make sure that the employees who are still at Twitter, you know, are excited about being there and are excited about the new people coming in.
Yeah, and growth is, you know, a constant struggle that all of these social media platforms deal with. But this situation of Twitter employees jumping ship and all these shakeups, it makes it seem like there's some real internal struggle that Twitter is facing. What might be driving that?
So Silicon Valley, a lot of people are always searching for where their stock could be worth more quickly, depending on what company they choose. And Twitter's stock is down more than 50% since its IPO. And so it could be a factor of employees just thinking about the stock options they'll be getting or the RSUs they'll be getting and what that stock will be worth at some point.
Interesting. So enter Biz Stone. To be clear, he's not replacing anyone, but what's the focus of his new initiatives with the company? Ultimately, what's his goal with this return to Twitter?
So he's all about creativity. He wrote a book about, his book is about how to be creative and successful and come up with new ideas. And so his focus will be on Twitter's culture and how to maybe revive some of the energy that the company once had and also make sure that externally Twitter's culture and energy are projected for people who are outside the company.
Which is not unlike his original role, correct? I know he launched it, obviously as a partner, but creativity was always his strong suit.
Mm-hmm. Even as a co-founder, in the early days of Twitter, he was focused on creativity and culture and the ideas of the company.
So I gather this is good news. Was it received as such? What has the response and reception been like initially?
Well, Twitter shares rose about 2% yesterday following the announcement. So certainly investors are happy about the sign. And it sounds like people in the company are also excited. Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, tweeted right after the announcement. He said, excited to have Biz's energy and heart back at Twitter.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells about Biz Stone's return to Twitter. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So in looking into this, I was able to read up on some of what Biz Stone had to say, and he got a little deep. He wrote in a statement specifically that the world needs Twitter and that it's here to stay. And in a sense, you see what he means. It's been exponentially influential globally as it pertains to culture, politically and beyond. So it does have that power. Now it just needs to turn that power into some kind of successful growth. And maybe Biz Stone is the man to do it.
Yeah, I mean, his statement that, like, that the world needs Twitter, that kind of also drives exactly at the heart of what Twitter has been struggling now with. It's like, no one would argue that Twitter has, like, changed the world, and there's a lot of users who are really passionate about Twitter, and now Twitter needs to do a better job of making money from those users. Like, you know, it's a problem that really resonates in the media, I think, is that eyeballs don't always translate directly into money.
Right.
And so, you know, certainly many people are focused on this issue right now at Twitter, because in the last quarter we saw that their user growth accelerated, but their revenue actually declined.
Yeah, it's always been this glaring issue with Twitter where they have so much that should work for it, yet it somehow doesn't work. And maybe this is the reset button it needs. We'll see what happens. In any event, Georgia, thanks for the latest.
Yeah. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you again to The Wall Street Journal's Georgia Wells. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Coming Friday, May 19th. What's the future of space and the law?
Companies like Elon Musk's SpaceX.
High-tech guns.
This is about choice in types of gun offered for sale.
Brain implants.
They didn't know how effective this was going to be.
Urban farming.
But what about a building that's 30 stories tall?
And the mass production of meat.
Now these cells came from a duck.
The Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Coming Friday, May 19th.